Blake, how good did it feel to score that last touchdown? I know a lot of us have given you a hard time about scoring the run to the media. How cool was that?
It was cool. I mean, I don't really care about you guys giving me crap. But, it was good. I mean, I guess if you want a rushing touchdown, there you go. I think D-Rod probably got in on the first play. It is good to probably get that, get off the goose egg and have one rushing touchdown because it's big as a quarterback to be able to use your feet and run and score in the red zone.
How do you explain the difference between the first half and the second half offensively?
Yeah, it wasn't, give them credit. They played well in the first half. They didn't change anything or do anything we hadn't seen before. We just didn't play well. It's probably about it. There's not a whole lot of excuses or explanations for it. Didn't play good really anywhere. I played poorly. But I thought, Andre Branchy picking up the fumble and running that in was huge. To be able to go into half, just down a couple points, I thought was really good. So it's good to play, a complete game and get really three touchdowns in all three phases, which is pretty rare.
A couple of third downs that you didn't convert, you had a conversation with yourself walking off the field. Were you disappointed in your performance or how you read it or the execution or what?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I mean, as a quarterback, I think you always expect to convert on third down, third and, really realistic, down in distance. But, you want to stay on the field. You want to be able and when you're struggling offensively and you're not really doing anything, you got to get something going and get, make a play, stay on the field, do something to extend a drive. And, we were just kind of lacking that. But, I think it speaks a lot to the team and, their ability to overcome adversity coming out in the second half.
You're talking about a lot of that chemistry over the last year with certain receivers. And you can see it almost with everybody that you're now anticipating what they're going to do, the Allen Robinson touchdown, that you're ready to pull the trigger right away.
Right. Yeah, and, it speaks to all those guys and really their toughness. And you're able to do that because you're able to go through each week and practice with those guys three or four times a week. And, those guys, everybody's banged up this time of year, but those guys going out and being able to practice and go through every week, and then obviously go out and kind of carry that over into Sundays on the game.
What did they do to take Allen Robinson away this week? Was it just the way they were lining up? Was it?
Yeah, they played a safety over top of him a couple times. We had some things for him, and it was just one of those games where it just didn't happen to get him the ball. He was the first read in multiple plays and really just struggled getting it to him. One of those kind of freaky games. I don't think they did. Vontae Davis is a good player who, matched him for most of the game. But I think something we'll look at. I think anytime you score 51 points, it's hard to find areas to score more. But I think there was a lot of opportunities out there, and I think a lot of them definitely involved Allen.
Blake, talk about the touchdown that gave you the lead, the one to Hearns on that. It just seemed like everything loosened up at that point for you.
Yeah, I think that was definitely kind of a momentum builder and shifter for sure. I think, Allen did a really good job running the route and making the catch. He had two guys right there on him and did a good job staying in bounds and getting upfield. So that's the kind of player he is. He makes big plays and stuff. So I think that room's unbelievable. Really everybody that catches the ball as a group, was special and had a big day.
Like, what were the emotions like of being essentially booed off the field after the botched snap? And then at the end of the third quarter, they gave you a standing ovation. Do you know how you can enter into that at all, or you just kind of block it all?
Yeah, no, you can't really pay attention to it. It's kind of what fans do, so appreciate them coming to the game.
Let's go, Brett. Like, you say anything to Wisniewski, any exchange after what happened there? I mean, is that, we've been talking about it with Myers a little bit, missing extra points. Is that something that can get in your head a little bit, or his head?
Right. It really wasn't that bad of a snap. I definitely should have caught it. I've caught worse snaps than that. So I would definitely put that on me before I put it on Wiz. And no, I didn't say anything to him. I should have caught it for sure.
Mr. Lamb?
What did Gus say at halftime, and was it any different than any other halftime speech?
No. I mean, Gus stays true to who he is, no matter what the situation is or circumstance, which is pretty impressive, and, I think why we all love him so much and love playing for him. He talked about, it being a dogfight, and, it was kind of like polar opposites from last week. One side of the ball was struggling, and then you need each other to pick it up. So obviously Branch's fumble recovery and then Rashad's, punt return were huge. So I think it was definitely a complete game, and, I thought it was really good.
What
Blake, when you have one-on-one with Thomas down at the goal line there, we see him on the corner, is that just an automatic happy?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty funny because right before his touchdown, he was one-on-one with the linebacker and he was running a fade route, which, you know, 10 times out of 10, I would throw that, and I didn't see it and missed it, which was kind of poor, you know, pre-snap reading. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to get another chance and came back to him. He did a good job winning and getting inside.
Blake, 16 in a row against the South, 6 in a row against the Jags. Is this just another win, or are you aware of the fact that they were really the king of the division?
Right, yeah, I think everybody knew, you know, that they hadn't lost a division game in a while. But we didn't treat it any different and won't celebrate it any different than any other win. You know, I thought that when we went and played them in Indy, I thought we played well and obviously lacked execution a little bit. And I thought that, you know, the first half it was a little bit of the same thing. And, you know, again, I think the guy's ability to overcome adversity and kind of get punched in the mouth and come back out fighting is really impressive.
You got 30 touchdowns. That's sort of a milestone in the NFL. Was that a goal by any chance of yours going into the season? Did you have some numbers?
No, not at all. I didn't put any numbers at all. I had one goal and was to play at my best ability and execute the offense at my best ability and do whatever I could to put this offense in the best situation possible. And I think the touchdowns is really, it's really everybody. The offensive line protecting, the guys running good routes, getting open and making plays.
All right, well, that's who he is when he came in the locker. Do you guys feel like you're starting to take on that persona a little bit with as playing as poorly as you did in that first half and bouncing back? We've seen it a couple of times now throughout the season. Do you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody feeds off of him. Everybody's 100% bought into to Gus and the culture that we have here, and you know, 100% believes in him. So I think anytime you know, you see, obviously we played, you know, probably the worst half of football we played all year offensively, and he comes in and gives, you know, a speech that he would have given if we had played our best half. You know, obviously he tells us, you know, we got to pick it up and do things like that, but he doesn't change, you know, at all. And I think, you know, that kind of rubs off on us in a sense that guys don't get panicked, they don't freak out, they, you know, stay true to it, believe in the offense and the system, and kind of wait till it gets rolling.
When Andre scored that touchdown, was the thought in your head, okay, this is thing that flips the switch, was that, or
right,
just looking back on it now?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of tough. Anytime you score a defense touchdown, I think it's huge. You know, but at that point, you know, I think it was cool to see on the sidelines as an offense. You know, I sit next to the receivers on the bench and I'm sitting there and they score the touchdown. You could tell everybody was, you know, excited and happy for it, but they were still kind of ticked off at the same time because we hadn't done anything yet. And I think they were kind of eager to get back out on the field and get a chance to go score points of our own.
Blake,